Back in September 2018, The Takeaway went to Puerto Rico on the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Maria. While we were there, I spoke with several students about how they saw the future of the island. Some said they wanted statehood, while others questioned the island's colonial relationship with the United States altogether. Now, as a political crisis grips the island and protests show no sign of letting up, the frustration that is built up from Maria and beyond is uniting people from varying political persuasions. So almost a year later, I wanted to see how politically active students are reacting to the upheaval. We start with a conservative voice. Joining me now is Fernando Jimenez Rivera, the chair of the College Republican Federation at the University of Puerto Rico. Fernando, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity.
So, Fernando, last year we went to Puerto Rico for the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Maria, and the word we heard from everybody we talked to was resilience. How would you describe the feeling on the island now? Is the theme resilience?
Oof, definitely. I think that when Maria came, it was a historic disaster. Puerto Rico had never in its history faced a situation like that. And right now what we're facing in this political crisis with the governor, Ricardo Rosselló, Puerto Ricans are united. I haven't seen that since the hurricane. And I think that despite all the differences of political opinions or religious or race, they're all united. And yes, they're resilient.
Now, Rosselló has decided he so far will not step down. He has, however, said that he will no longer be the head of the pro-statehood party. Last year, when I was in Puerto Rico, I spoke with Edgar Velasco, who used to be the chair of your organization, about statehood. That's something that kept coming up. I'd like to play a clip from Edgar and get your reaction.
As a Republican, yes, I believe in statehood because I have seen how not being treated equally has resulted in a lot of the problems we have right now. Obviously, also mixed with bad administration, a lot of corruption cases over the years, and some other elements that have been sometimes our fault and sometimes more of a result of the whole status and situation, political situation we're in.
Fernando, what does this current political moment mean for Puerto Rican Republicans and more broadly for the idea of statehood?
Well, right now, statehood is a very delicate issue. Us as Republicans, you have saw what persons like Mitch McConnell, even the President Donald Trump, have said about the issue of statehood. They're like, no, it's a no-go right now because Puerto Rico is right now in a bankruptcy. We have a lot of corruption. And like, if you have seen what has happened on these days, Senator Marco Rubio, Rick Scott also, federal senators from Florida, they have spoken and said that Puerto Rican people are amazing, but we have a lot of corrupt politicians. And they're like, we can't keep sending money to Puerto Rico. And like right now, Puerto Rico doesn't have a lot of credibility in Congress or the White House. And, well, that affects our process to becoming a state, of course. If right now we can't manage federal funds, when we become a state, it won't be any different. So right now, as an organization, as Republicans, we are focusing on educating people to become more fiscally conservative, not asking for a lot of federal funds, but using them responsible. And that the United States sees us as a ally, not as a, like they say in Puerto Rico, colloquially in Spanish, a chupa fundos federales, because we basically want to help the United States, and we're not doing that right now.
And just to be clear, the phrase that you mentioned is basically sucking on federal funds, right?
Basically, yeah. That's how they see us. And it's very sad because, you know, it's the reality that all our politicians have created. So we got to first settle things in Puerto Rico fiscally in the economy so we can later on, United States can open their arms to statehood.
Fernando, one of the things that comes up, obviously, is this relationship that Puerto Rico has with the United States. And people, some people, particularly those on the left, would argue that the reason why unemployment is the way it is outside of government corruption is because of the colonial status of the island and how that relationship with the United States has basically cut off opportunities, everything from the Jones Act and beyond, has cut off economic opportunities for the island. Would you agree?
Well, I agree and disagree, because if you see in Puerto Rico, we have a lot of regulations and high taxes, even though we don't even pay federal taxes, but we have a lot of regulations, and the local economy, the local capital is very affected. We have a lot of foreign capital investing, but we don't have like a Puerto Rican economy, strong one. We have a lot of foreign investors that create jobs, but they don't pay any taxes. So we don't have this competition, this fair competition between the foreign and the local. And well, that creates a lot of wealth inequality. So I don't think that it's all about the status, because right now we receive a lot of federal funds and we inject them every time in the economy. And look how we are.
And Fernando, will you be protesting at all?
Yeah, the other day I was on San Juan. I saw one of the Democratic nominee, Tulsi Gabbard. I was very like excited that I saw some people, because it doesn't matter if she's Republican or Democrat. We're all in this for one voice against corruption. And I was very excited to see people like her going to the island and fighting for us. And it's pretty amazing. I was over there and you see all the excitement, the music. People even bring food, rice, beans. It's very crazy, but it's positive that people are standing up and we need to face this monster.
Fernando Jimenez Rivera is the chair of the College Republican Federation at the University of Puerto Rico. Thank you, Fernando.
Thank you. A pleasure.
And to our Puerto Rican listeners, we want to keep hearing from you. What are you thinking about the situation on the island? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. ¿Cuál es su opinión de la crisis en Puerto Rico? Llámenos al 877-869-8253.